We have been waiting for this day for what seems like a long time. For some people, it feels like it's been dragging on and on, day after day, counting down till Christmas. For others, maybe it just went by in a flash. You know, the season of Advent that we celebrate right before Christmas is a time of waiting and expectation as we remember the story again together of the birth of Jesus. And a couple of weeks ago, we got to see that here with a lot of the children here taking part in the Christmas pageant. And we had Mary and Joseph, and we had a baby Jesus too. And we had soldiers marching up and down the aisles. And we had angels singing beautifully. And we had wise men and women. And we had so many people up here celebrating together. And plenty of animals, too. Pretty sure I saw a turtle there, as well as a unicorn. We had plenty to celebrate there. And there was one more group of people that was there. One group that carried a staff of some kind. This was probably the soldiers. And they wore hats too, but I think this is more for the wise men. There were people there who carried a staff. And they were shepherds. Shepherds that walked to see Jesus be born in a little town of Bethlehem. Now, shepherds are interesting people. You see, shepherds lived a life out in the wilderness. They took care of sheep herders. They were taking care of the sheep as they drew them from hillside to hillside to find food to eat. And they spent many a night outside, sleeping under the moon and the stars, because they were watching out for their sheep. Shepherds were also very brave. You see, the staff was used to guide their sheep, but they also used the staff to defend their sheep from wolves or bears or any other animal that might come by and try to take one of the sheep. Shepherds were very brave too. Now, shepherds were also kind of lonely. You see, they traveled alone a lot of the time. They traveled to and fro and slept outside. And sheep, they don't smell all that great. So they probably also smelled kind of funny. So I don't imagine them being very popular too. Shepherds were very interesting people. So one night, a long time ago, a group of shepherds was probably huddled together for warmth as they're watching out for their sheep. And lo and behold, an angel shows up and says, "Do not be afraid." Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't had that many angels show up in the middle of the night. So I think I would be afraid. And I wouldn't blame these brave shepherds who had fought off bears and wolves to be afraid either. So they sat there listening as the angel spoke, "I bring you good news, glad tidings of great joy. For unto you a Savior is born. And he shall be called Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." And this was a great sight. Now, I got to tell you, I think the shepherds were surprised that they had been visited by an angel. But they were also surprised for another reason. You see, shepherds had traveled far and wide, had seen many hills, had seen a lot of different people in all the towns they visited, had wandered far from home. And yet, in all that time, I would bet, in all that time and experience they had in the world, they had never, ever, ever been invited to the birthday party of a prince. This is a different kind of prince that we celebrate together today. This is not your usual prince that we celebrate today. For this prince invites kings and queens and wise women and men and all the special people in the world to gather together to celebrate with them. But he also invites all those people you didn't expect to show up. He invites lonely, smelly shepherds to show up to this big celebration. This is a very different kind of prince that we celebrate today. And this is what we come together for every Christmas. We are celebrating the birth of a prince who called us to love beyond all bounds, who called us to come together across so many differences, and who invited the lowliest person to take a seat at the front of his birthday celebration. Let us rejoice greatly in the message of this new king. Let us rejoice greatly in the fact that we get to celebrate together today and go out into the world and show people the love of this new kind of prince. Amen.